So be it a hurricane, an earthquake, a tsunami, fire in the hill, or burn down everybody business in Phillipsburg, some sort of a geographical shift or occurrence have to happen, and that is determined an act of God. A pandemic that impacts everybody globally, so it's practically in every nation right now, or every country right now, the jury is out in terms of, is this considered really an act of God? We are actually, and this may sound bad, we're actually hoping that some of these cases do end up in court so that jurisprudence can be established. Okay. There's jurisprudence established right now for acts of God related to hurricane, and that's how we were able to be so successful in the post-Irma situation, because the jurisprudence of 1995 Hurricane Louise Port de Plaisance case that went all the way to High Court was the basis of some of the decision making in post-Irma. We don't really have any jurisprudence for a pandemic of this nature. You may recall that we did have a pandemic before. A lot of people forgot about this. We were then an island gebied. We were under island council when the H1N1 flu impacted St. Martin. Yes, but of course, it was not as widely spread and as contagious as the COVID-2019 is, but just to put things in perspective. Okay. The no work, no pay cannot be applied to this because the no work, no pay clause in the civil code hinges on an employer telling an employee, my store was open and you refused to come to work, so there's no work, no pay. That cannot be applied in this situation because it is not a situation where the employee has refused to come to work. That's a big differentiation. The no work, no pay article applies only when an employee refuses to come to work. So you know you need to report to work 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. You know the business is open and you just didn't go to work. You didn't submit a sick note. You didn't go to SFV. There wasn't an emergency situation where you got in an accident. There was no reason for you not to be on the job and you just refused to go to work, Rolando. No work, no pay. But that's not the situation here. Their employees are willing to go to work, but they cannot go to work. You see the difference?
Yeah, no, I see it clearly. I appreciate that. I think that's very clear. There's another question coming in about, this is a topic that I started researching recently, 0-hour contracts. What is the position of the department? I don't know if it's a position, but what can you say about that? Let's put it this way. People receiving 0-hour contracts.
Okay, I always go back to this. And, I think, I can't remember if it was Gromyko I can't remember. We had so many sessions on know your rights and, you know, get to know your rights and all of that. And hardly anybody ever comes. And then when there's a crisis, oh, we don't know what our rights are. We're going to relaunch those sessions, no problem. But if an employee, you have to remember that one of the biggest issues right now is people sign these contracts with your employer. Why would you sign a contract with an employer saying a 0-hour contract? But you realize the problem in that 0-hour contract, which in my opinion, I believe it is illegal because there should be a minimum amount of hours committed. Even if you are an on-call worker, you have to have a rotation of hours, minimally maybe 14 to 16 hours in the week, minimally, that you have to report to work. But if you go now and you sign a 0-hour contract with an employee and there's an article in that contract that says that, it creates a complication for you as an employee because you have made an agreement that the court may look at that and say that's a binding agreement between parties. This is why we consistently tell people, before you sign a contract, get some quick advice on it, you know? We also tell people, don't sit in front, don't let no employer bully you to sign a contract without you at least having the opportunity to go home and discuss it with your loved one, with whoever you trust, call us or whatever. You have to have the opportunity to have this thing evaluated before you sign it. Don't be too desperate to quickly sign it.
Yeah, And in the case where, for example, okay, here what we're gonna do, I'm gonna continue to pay you, but in order to do that, I need to sign this new 0-hour contract. You know, in their desperation to make sure that month end come, I could feed my children. That is something that I believe is happening and why this topic is coming up now more than ever.
So what are they doing? Are they telling them that, okay, we're going to continue paying you?
Yeah, we're going to continue to pay you, but we're going to put you on a 0-hour contract now. And at month end, don't worry, I'm going to pay you a salary. But because you're working, I'm switching you to a 0-hour contract. What apparently is happening, you get called to the office. Your check is right there waiting, your April check, right? Okay, here you go, Ms. Dross, here's your check. But in order for you to collect this, because I don't know what will happen for the next 2-3 months, I need to sign this 0-hour contract. And that's all.
I can tell you in no uncertain terms that, first of all, that smells of trickery. Because if I have an existing contract, and you unheffing me, and you are ending my original contract, paying me my month of April, and then putting me on a 0-hour contract, a million questions come into mind. Because you have to remember that if I'm in a 1-year contract that started in January, COVID hit, I get my March money. Now April hit, you want me to sign a 0-hour contract and I'm still in a 1-year contract. You realize that the employer is obligated to pay out that employee for the 1-year contract outright, because you're canceling that contract, you know.
Yeah.
That is pure tricks.
Very.
And it is, and these are the type of cases, and I know people will say, well, Peggy, you know, not easy for you to say, oh, no, are you getting all your salary still? I got to feed my children. I was waiting on that check from the employer. I understand that, but I just praying on my knees every day that some of these cases can go to court and that these employers are, for lack of a better word, taught a lesson. Rolando, MP Bryson, when you can imagine that one of the big companies in St. Martin, without calling any name, decided in the month of March to pay their staff $250. Only, what in that is correct? What?
Unless they thought a volcano was going to explode and they had the
something is wrong in this country with the way that businesses operate as it regards laborers and the labor law. And I am not going to sit and say that it hinges on the way that the economy is going. That is, in my opinion, a faulty statement, because we all know that the economy has been booming for quite a while. They will say it hasn't been, but even in the years of fat, as the Bible talks about 7 years of fat, even in the years of fat in St. Martin, we had those same big companies applying for tax holiday. They get their 10-year tax holiday and now still you don't have money to pay people.
Yeah.
Switch conversation, because I get an aggravated.
No. Okay, well, I think this is an equally aggravated conversation.